We've all heard of Live Aid, Farm Aid.
Live Earth.
All those big music festivals.
With those huge stars raising money for a good cause.
Right. Well, here's a story now about a tiny record company that's doing the same thing, but on a small scale. And they're staying afloat doing it. Derek Rath reports.
The bombs are made in London, but the bombing is in Congo.
We're listening to The Bombs by Ikwanga from ASAP, the first release from Madiba Productions. Madiba's the creation of two Wesleyan University students, Eric Herman and Jesse Brenner, whose studies in Africa left an indelible impression on them. Here's Eric Herman describing the genesis of Madiba.
Upon returning to the United States, Jesse and I reconnected and discovered that we had kind of come to similar epiphanies while on the continent about merging our passions for the music and for the political and social issues. And so we founded the company with the aim of using music as a means of empowerment for the continent.
Eric and Jesse were newcomers to the music business and to humanitarian aid work. Mastering the mechanics of both would be an on-the-job experience. In 2004, the first choice for an aid project was obvious, Darfur. In that year, they'd also been drawn to the popular Nigerian Afrobeat scene in New York. They saw an opportunity.
Since Afrobeat is such an inherently intense political music, we thought that it would be the most appropriate form to rally the American public towards the situation in Darfur.
The Afrobeat Sudan Aid Project, or ASAP, was born. A hard-hitting collection of tracks from various artists, ASAP was a big success, and Madiba's intentions were realized, raising $140,000 to date. The first allocation went to Kek Kabir, a small Sudanese charity providing water and teaching sanitation practices. And the partners received a hard lesson.
It was very disturbing when we got the news that Kebkaya no longer existed, and we suspected it had to do in large part with the fact that they received an enormous sum of money from the United States, and that must have, you know, set off a red flag somewhere in Khartoum.
Undaunted, Modiba corrected course and redirected its funds. From then on, they'd keep a closer eye on the aid pipeline. With their next release, they take a more hands-on approach to the entire process. This is Viewer Fakatori singing Mihine Kikore from his self-titled CD, Modiba's second release. Viewer is the son of the legendary Ali Fakatori. Eric Herman was a huge fan and in the course of his studies had sought out Ali Fakatori in Mali. Shortly after ASAP was released, Eric and Jesse travelled to Vieux and Ali's farm.
I told Vieux what I had been up to and an interest I had in working with him.
After some negotiations, Vieux's father and the other elders gave their approval and they were in the studio. Vieux Fakatori had been surprised by the offer, but was ready to step up to the plate.
I was studying music, but not necessarily thinking about professionally performing, and especially not about recording. So we went ahead, and it all went very smoothly.
While they were in negotiations, Eric had gone to the capital, Bamako, and personally organized the aid component. This time, both Madiba and the artists wanted to be certain the proceeds would actually benefit local causes.
I had been scurrying around Bamako, anxiously trying to put together the humanitarian side of the project, and that's where I connected with this group called Besago, which means work together. And this is a group that manufactures and distributes treated mosquito nets throughout Mali.
Vieux appreciated being consulted in the process.
Yeah, we discussed it very carefully and decided that upon release of the album, the money would be destined for the region of Timbuktu, which is my native region.
Vieux picks up his guitar and starts improvising a tune for us. He offers his own reflection on the success of this grassroots approach.
We're all young people together, so we're actually evolving together. By virtue of their courage and their vision, this album has taken off very quickly. The work was done brilliantly. And that's in fact what binds me to them.
Meanwhile, Modiba, having achieved a full circle of aid by and for local African communities, has its sights set on something more than band-aid solutions.
All we've been able to do up to this point is address relief projects But really what we're interested in is getting involved in sustainable development projects. And so these are educational and health and just in terms of infrastructure, building roads.
Vio Fakatori's album and the subsequent remix album, UFOs Over Bamako, seems set to eclipse the success of ASAP. Modiba's road may be a small and narrow path, but it's already gone a long way. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Robert Smith.
And I'm Madeline Brand.